Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, December the 27th of 2021. And I am your host, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Midland, Michigan, where I live. And I am glad to be with you tonight, wherever you're tuning in, however you're tuning in, however you found us, we're glad to have you. And thank you for tuning in to the Miracle Man program. And I'm sure God's pleased with you for tuning in. And it's not just something that I say. I mean that when I say it. When I say God's pleased, I'm glad you made the decision to tune in tonight. And if you found it somehow, don't turn that dial. Don't log off. Because I'm sure you haven't found it on accident, so don't log off. Don't exit out. Glad that you've tuned into the broadcast tonight. And it's going to be a good night tonight. Going to let you know how Christmas was first. So I had a very good Christmas. I got some good things. I got some sweaters, couple shirts, a cool new backpack for a new laptop that I got, which I'm excited about. I also got a new Snoopy blanket, which I think is really cool. I also have a new a new pair of Coca-Cola pajamas and another pair of pajamas. So some nice new things. Gift card to Bob Evans. One of my helpers was telling me she got this new ice cream machine for Christmas, which I thought was awesome when she told me that, because I love ice cream, because ice cream is really good. And she got a waffle maker. That's what I'm asking Santa for next year, is a waffle maker. One of the ones like the hotels have. Because why one of those? Because they're like waffles that are super fluffy. I do. And someone can find a way to make Christmas-themed waffles. That would be awesome. Because sometimes in the winter, after Christmas, sometimes you need some Christmas-themed stuff. One of the stations at midnight last night, one of the two stations that was playing Christmas music, literally at midnight, switched the Christmas music off. Last year, they had waited until the end of the 27th. So my question would be, why the change of heart? Why did you go change it a day earlier? But if it was programmed so that it would end on the Sunday after Christmas, then I guess in that case that makes sense, but that's the only pass I'll give them. So next year, in my mind, they should wait until the 27th at least. You know, Until the end of the 27th, I mean. And not do the thing, the old school thing of turning it off on the at the end of the 25th, because in my mind, that's just dumb when they do that. That's dumb. Because I'm not ready to let it go after the 25th. I'm not. I still got a light show, Freeland, that I didn't go to. It, which, thankfully, Shelley, did you see that thing? It goes to the first, thankfully.
Oh.
Thankfully, it goes to the first, thank goodness. Because... Actually, I kind of wanted to go right after this. Because but anyhow, listeners, you know, they got this Freeland light show where they have all the where they have these wonderful Christmas lights, and they're shown to they kind of dance to Christmas music, from what I understand. At least I hope tonight, if I go, that they'll be dancing to Christmas music. If it turns out that they're dancing to something other than Christmas music, then I don't know. And I really enjoy it because after the 25th, you know, it's hard to just let everything go. When I was younger, I would say up until 2010, it was easy for me to just let it go on the 26th. But then I started noticing something. I started to notice that at least at the time, my local mall was playing Christmas music even on the 26th, and sometimes even on the 27th, 28th. And so one time, I get in there, go to McDonald's that used to be there at one point, and maybe a couple another place that was there too. I think I told them, can you please go there, go to the office at some point, and actually thank them for the Christmas music staying on. Because I was overjoyed literally when they were still doing it. Because... yes, I really enjoy Christmas music, you know, but, you know, there's a time and a place for it. And I think that time, though I won't necessarily be singing it really after tonight on my show, I think that station should be playing it up to New Year's Day. And I have fun with it. You know what I would love to have someday? Maybe not next year, the year after that, but someday. Maybe years down the road. I would love to have a big library of all the different Christmas music that I've listened to over the years. Parodies, real stuff, that funny Christmas music I like, everything. Hook it up to, you know, make it, you know, and hook it up to Christmas lights. It doesn't have to be thousands of lights, even if it's just a small thing of lights. So there was a way to make it so that this small thing of lights dances when the music's playing. I don't know what it would hook up to. How could it hook up to my phone or whatever, or my computer? Do you know how anything like that would work, Shelly? Because I'm trying to think of a way. Like for someday, and it would just dance. I wish there was a way to program it so that it only danced to Christmas music, though, of course. But, so, I told you what I got, basically. And then, you know, Friday we had Christmas at my parents' house. Saturday we ended up going to my grandpa's up in Cadillac, which was nice to be with the family. And then we got to stay at the hotel that was nearby. And it was nice being up there, getting to see my Uncle Jerry and my other aunts and uncles. And then yesterday we went to my the church where my grandpa goes to, as well as to where my where'd you go? Sorry, as well. So I went there as well as to my to a restaurant to eat. That was in a former Ponderosa. And then my mom went and did something. And then we got back home yesterday. And it was nice. Even though I wish I did get back a bit earlier. You might say, Miracle Man, did you just whisper something? Yeah. Say why? Because it was the 26th, wanted to get back earlier. And then today, unfortunately, Mother Nature decided to do not just snow, but with freezing rain, which was dumb because 27th, I feel like we're supposed to be one of the busiest days of the whole year. This year, right after Thanksgiving or whatever, but like still busy, but snow wrecked it. All the freezing rain that came with it wrecked it, so I didn't get to really see it that much. So regardless of those little things, like I said, it was still a good Christmas. Yeah, it was. And like I said, it was very good to get to see other family. My couple of my cousins and what have you. And last year we would just me, my parents, and my brother, which is how so many people were last year because of the thing. Speaking of which, some of you may wonder, You know, are you worried? Are you afraid of Omicron? You know. Don't you wear a mask? Don't you do? I'm aware of it, and obviously COVID is for real. But at the same time, I trust in the Lord my God. I trust in the Lord my God. I don't go by fear. I don't all of a sudden get into all kinds of fear just because they released a new case number. As far as how many new cases. Furthermore, you don't judge a pandemic like this on cases. No, you go by hospitalizations and deaths. Not just plain cases, because imagine if they did that with the cold and they suddenly released out of all the different colds and they released all the different case numbers from the day with all the different things that go around. There would be days that you would literally have 500,000 or more new cases. I'll get off on that now. But that's been part of their plan since this whole thing started just about almost 2 years ago. Instill as much fear as possible. I don't give in to fear. No way. Anywho, I want to remind. So, at my church, now we're starting to talk about how to close out the old year and open up the new year. And I'll be talking a little bit tonight. What do we do to close out the old year properly? What do we do? How do we do it? Why is this so important? You may wonder, Miracle Man, why is it so important that I open up the new year a certain way and close it out a certain way? Why? Well, tonight, we'll be talking a bit about how do I properly close out the old year. That's all I'll say about it for right now. But real quick, I want to remind you of two things real quick. First of all, I want to remind you of our book, Rivers of Miracles, the story of the first 30 years of my life. God that my mom could not see but strongly believed in. It's a great read. Go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out more information. Again, that is Rivers of Miracles, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com. Rivers with an I, not a Y. And then it can be a blessing to someone else as well. The other thing I want to remind you of real quick is our PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com in order to be a blessing into the Miracle Man Show. You bless us, we keep going. You bless us, we keep going. And so PayPal. Go online to paypal.com. In the search bar, you type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, and the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind that that Rivers and Shukla, there's a space between Rivers and Shukla, number one. Also, keep in mind that the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla are both capitalized. Please keep that in mind. Please, oh, please, oh, please. Just keep it in mind. Okay. And then the verse I want to sow into your life is what says, where God says, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. All right. Now for tonight, we're going to get into some Christmas music for the last time of season. And so got a few that we're going to sing. You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Donner, I mean Comet and Cupid, and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. Mm-hmm. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose like a light bulb. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows like a light bulb. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names like Pinocchio. They never let poor Rudolph join in any of their games like Monopoly. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, where's the ketchup? Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeer loved him, as they shouted out with glee, whoopee! Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history like your John Wayne. as they say, you know, there's always, you know, John Wayne, George Washington. I've heard different versions that I've heard from elementary school and that, and I've heard different versions of the song too, you know, like one version that I've heard is Rudolph the Shiny Gun Cowboy, my brother used to sing. Me and my brother used to come up with different versions for different songs like that. But one time after the start of a year, school year, no, one time in like January, when I was in high school, I was doing something and I didn't realize I was doing it. I was singing Rudolph the Shiny Gun Cowboy, not only in the school building, but also on the school bus. Isn't that so, I was singing it on the bus on the way to school and at school and on the way home from school. You say, did you do that at school after that? Nope. Did you go to the principal's office? Nope. I just chose not to do it. I never did it anymore after, but nonetheless. But, okay, back to the music. We got a few more. I want to learn to believe again. Tell me to believe with a young heart. With a young heart. Help me find a way. Let me try. I want to see Christmas through your eyes. I want everything to be the way it used to be, back to being a child again, thinking the world was mine. I want to see Christmas through your eyes. You see the rain, I see a rainbow shining in the clouds. In the rain, in the clouds. I want to show me how to believe again. Help me to believe in your young heart. Help me find a way. Let me try. I want to see Christmas through your eyes. I want everything to be the way it used to be, back to being a child again, thinking the world was mine. I want to see Christmas through your eyes. I want to see. I want to see Christmas through your eyes. I want everything to be the way it used to be, back to being a child again, thinking the world was mine. I want to see Christmas through your eyes. I want to see Christmas. I want to see Christmas. I want to see Christmas through your eyes. If every day were Christmas, if only we could make believe, if everyone covered with snow tonight. The children are fast asleep. I wonder if he can hear me. Hey, Santa, hey, Santa. I wish with all my might. Hey, Santa, hey, Santa. If you heard, bring my baby tonight. My baby said that he'd be home for Christmas, and it's almost midnight. The Christmas lights up and down the street are such a sight to see. But all the presents by the tree, they don't mean a thing, so please help me. Hey, Santa, hey, Santa. I wish with all my might. Hey, Santa, hey, Santa. If you hear my baby tonight. I know the sleigh is filled with toys. Give my baby a ride. The Christmas lights up and down the street are such a sight to see. With the presents by the tree, they don't mean a thing till he's with me. Hey, Santa, hey, Santa. I wish with all my might. Hey, Santa, hey, Santa. Hurry, bring my baby tonight. Christmas lights up and down the street, such a sight to see. But oh, what can it be? My wish and staring back at me. Hey, Santa, hey, Santa. I guess you heard me tonight, yeah. Hey, Santa, hey, Santa. I'm underneath the mistletoe with my baby tonight. Sleigh ride, sleigh ride, sleigh ride with my baby tonight. Sleigh ride with my baby tonight. It's Christmas time. We got another one coming for you. Time for Genesee Valley Marshmallow World. I don't know, Shelley, if I told you this story, but maybe I told you about it when we were there. This was from a few years ago when we were there. I might have told you about it. Maybe I didn't because you were there with me that time. But that guy on the piano was playing Marshmallow World. Do you remember that one time when you were there with me at Christmas a few years ago? Now, do you remember? You weren't necessarily there, but not part at the moment, but. But you remember because you heard someone else over there playing other Christmas stuff.
Yeah.
But I kind of remember it. And then I told you listeners the story a week ago about how I had how that had brought back memories of from back in the mid-1990s when my music teacher used to sing it around Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
But
Anyhow,
it's a marshmallow world in the winter when the snow's in the cover. It's time to play. It's a whipped cream day. I wait for it the whole year round. It's a marshmallow world in the winter and the rose on the evergreen tree. The sun's red, but it is like a pumpkin head. It's shiny so your nose won't freeze. Throw snowballs, see how it grows. That's how it goes. Whenever it snows, oh, snowballs and sports song. Get out and roll it around. It's a marshmallow world in the house. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar day. But if spring is late, the winter is a marshmallow world. It's a marshmallow world in the winter when there's all on the evergreen tree. It's time to play. It's a whipped cream day. I wait for it the whole year round. It's a marshmallow world in the winter. The sun is red like a pumpkin head. It's shiny so your nose won't freeze. Oh, snowball, see how it grows. That's how it goes. Whenever it snows, the world is your snowball just for a song. Get up, roll it around. It's a marshmallow world in the winter. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar day. But if spring is late, if winter is a marshmallow world, it's a sugar day. But if spring is late, if winter is a marshmallow world. Mm-hmm. Where am I that from? Quite a few years ago, folks. And it's one of the Christmas music songs that I've enjoyed for a while. Over the skies of Bethlehem appeared a star, where angels sang to lowly shepherds. Three wise men seeking truth, they traveled from afar, hoping to find the child from heaven. Falling on their knees, they bowed before the humble Prince of Peace. We bring an offering of worship to our King. No one on earth deserves the praises that we sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh, Lord, I bring an offering to you. The sun cannot compare to the glory of your love. There is no shadow in your presence. No mortal man would dare to stand before the throne, before the Holy One of Heaven. It's only by your blood, it's only through your mercy, Lord, I come. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh, Lord, I bring an offering to you. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh, Lord, I bring an offering to you. An offering of praise we sing, an offering, we are an offering to you, an offering of praise we sing, an offering to you. We are an offering. We are an offering of worship to our King. No one on earth deserves the praises that we sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh, Lord, we bring an offering to you. Oh, Lord, we bring an offering to you. Oh, Jesus, we sing. Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. The thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, a yonder breaks, a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angel voices all night divine. Oh, night when Amazon broke down. Just kidding. Oh, when Christ was born. Oh, night divine, oh night, oh night divine. Truly taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy and hymns of glorious praise be, and all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Let us forever praise Him. His power and glory evermore proclaim. His power and glory evermore proclaim. Fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angel voices all night divine. All night when Christ was born. Noel, oh, night, oh, night, divine. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You were born on this earth for us. This month is the month of your birthday. We've been celebrating your birthday all month long. And now we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you'll help us to open up the new year properly. But first, you'll help us to close out the old year properly. Thank you, Lord God, that you help us with that tonight. And as we discuss to do to close out the old year, that you will help us tonight. And so that we can start out the new year right. Not based on how we want to start it. You know, with our goals and our resolutions and what have you. Even though that's fine. Good to have, great to have goals. It's great to have ideas on how we can do better. That's great. But that you'll show us where you want us to be for this new year. And I give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor for that. In Jesus' name. Let me just... And now, Lord, thank you for all these listeners who are tuned in. I thank you, Lord God, that every one of these listeners tonight receives what you have for them. And I thank you, Lord God, that as they seek you, tonight, you will help them to be what you want them to be. That you heal their bodies, you heal our minds, you heal everything about us, so that everything about us is how you want us to be. And thank you that these listeners will be able to concentrate on you tonight. And now I make my confession over this program. That sponsors and partners come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program, that sponsors come. Most importantly, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great radio program. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen, 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 amen. Let's make our Bible confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what the Word of God says I have. And I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. more than a religious book to me, and more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer, therefore I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight in the name of Jesus. Go to Jeremiah 29. Praise God, Jeremiah 29. Tonight, what I'm going to focus on is this idea that God has a future. God has a future for us. Praise God. Jeremiah 29. I'm going to begin with verse 1. If you're not there yet, go ahead and catch up. Find it. This is the text of the letter that the prophet Jeremiah sent from Jerusalem to the surviving elders among the exiles and priests, the prophets, and all of the other people that Nebuchadnezzar had carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. This was after King Jehoiakim and the queen, the court officials, and the leaders of Judah and Jerusalem, the craftsmen and the artisans, had gone into exile from Jerusalem. You know the letter to Elijah, son of Shaphan, and to Gavriel, son of Hilliah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent to King Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon. It said, "This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those who I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses. Settle down. Plant gardens. And eat what they produce. Marry, have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage so that they too may have sons and daughters." Now these days people find their own wives and husbands, but nonetheless, settle down and have a family is what it's saying, so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in number there. Do not decrease. In other words, have children. Also, seek the peace and prosperity of the city where I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Yes, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Do not let the prophets and the diviners among you deceive you. Do not listen to the dreams and encourage them to have. They are prophesying lies to you in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and I will fulfill my gracious promise to bring you back to this place. For I, now pay attention, folks, to verse 11. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to have you masked up, locked up, shut down. Isn't that what it says? Oh, sorry. Verse 11. Let's try this again. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you. Plans to prosper you. Not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Not depression and lack of a future. Verse 12. Then you will call upon me, meaning the Lord. You will call upon the Lord and come and pray to him. And he will listen to you. In other words, God is saying, I will listen to you. You will seek me, and you will find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord. They will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I banished you, declares the Lord. And I'll bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. You may say, the Lord has raised up prophets for us in Babylon. But this is what the Lord says about the king. Who sits on David's throne and all the people who remain in the city or countrymen who did not go with you into exile. Yes, this is what the Lord Almighty says. I will send the sword, famine, plague against them, and I will make them like poor figs that are so bad that they cannot be eaten. I will pursue them with the sword, famine, and plague, and I will make them abhorrent to all the kingdoms of the earth and an object of cursing and horror with scorn and reproach among all of the nations where I drive them. They have not listened to my words, declares the Lord. Words that I sent to them again and again, my servant, the prophets, and you exiles have not listened either, declares the Lord. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, all you exiles whom I have sent away from Jerusalem to Babylon. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says about Ahab, son of Korah, Zedekiah, son of Manasseh, who are prophesying lie to you in my name. I will hand them over to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. He will put them to death before your very eyes, because of them, all of the exiles from Judah who are in Babylon will use this curse. The Lord treat you like Zedekiah and Ahab, whom the king of Babylon burned in the fire. You've done outrageous things in Israel. They have committed adulteries with their neighbors. As my name have spoken lies, which I did not tell them to do. I know it. And I am a witness to them, declares the Lord. So what God is saying, God is saying here that he has plans for hope. He has plans for us, a future for us. He has plans to prosper us, not just for us to stay where we are. He wants us to advance. He doesn't just want us to, you know, stay at the same place that we are. You know, he doesn't want you to stay at the same place you were last year. What do you mean by stay at the same place I was last year? You know, what I mean is he wants you to do big things for God, big things for him. He doesn't want you to just stay where you were. He wants you to go above and beyond what you did. So maybe you can look and be like, how was my giving this year? How do I increase my giving? How do I, you know, what was my church attendance like this year? How was I in this area? How was I in that area? And if you were just so great, what I mean by so great, I just meant like, couldn't have been much better, then great. If you got work to do, then get to work, fix it. You have to fix yourself. You have to examine yourself. But first, he was talking about have families. You know, have children. Get married. And even though this is the last of the last days, Jesus said, you do not know the day or the hour that I will come. So, you may say, well, what do we do while we wait for him to come? Whether he comes next week, next year, next week, next month, next year, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, or tonight. What do we do until then? Oh, glad you asked. What we do until he comes? Occupy. We occupy the earth until he comes, or we cross over, whichever comes first. We occupy. In other words, you know, have your career, have your future, have your children. Get married. Yeah, get married. Have your children. Raise them up in the way they should go. Yeah. And he says, for I know the plans I have for you, to prosper you, to give you hope and a future, not plans to harm you and put you in despair. I know I teased about the masks and stuff and, you know, to be funny. My point is it's not God's plan for you. His plans for you is to prosper you. Just every so often, I like to talk about this. And the next chapter, God talks about the restoration of Israel. Listeners, how many of you are believing for some things to be restored? I know I am, like in my body, for example. Until I was 3 months old, I used to be able to see. Do I remember that? No, because I was so little. Do I want it restored? Yes, even better. Than whatever, I want it to be even better than whatever it was. Because that's what true restoration is that it means that it was at least as good as before. Hopefully better. That's what restoration looks like, not just brought partway back. And so yeah, God wants to restore things to us. Things that might have been lost, things that might have, you know, just through life as things happen. Maybe restoration could be, maybe you had a house, maybe it flooded somehow or something, and then another was a natural event, and something happened, and you lost the house. But then maybe restoration in this case means you get a house maybe in a place just like where you were, and it's the same if not better. And you say, Miracle Man, we talk about closing out the old year. The verse that comes to mind is where it says, remember ye not the former things that dwell on the things of old. What that's referring to is like the bad things. Which leads me to the first thing you do. I mean, one of them. Not necessarily in order of importance, but these are things you really should do in order to close out the old year. One thing, bury the bad. All that junk that happened to you this year, whatever it was, all that crud that might have been following you through the year, don't dwell on it. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Don't let it follow you into the new year. Another one, close out old accounts. All these old accounts, things, you know, that didn't work out for you in that, close it, get rid of it, done, no more, gone. Mend relationships. What's that mean? Forgive everybody of everything that's done you wrong in your heart. Don't go into the new year, 2022, with unforgiveness. Do not go into 2022 with unforgiveness all over you. That's not good. Mend relationships as much as possible. You might not be able to get back with those people again and do everything you're used to do with them necessarily, but you can at least try to mend what's broken. Which, yeah, fix what's broken. That needs to be fixed. Fix it. Fix it. Now, you can focus on the good. Focus on the good that happened. Thank God for the good. Celebrate the good. But like I said, you got to bury the bad. One thing we're going to do, the big thing we're going to do at my church, local church on Thursday night to help with that burying the bad thing is all the stuff that chased us through this year. attitude, whatever attitudes, sins, habits, sicknesses, diseases, everything that was haunting us throughout this year that we don't want to go with us into the new year. We're going to curse that stuff, and we're going to shred it at the altar of God, at the altars of God, in my church on Thursday night. We're going to curse that stuff, and we're going to write those things down on pieces of paper, and we're going to shred them. And no, it's not silly. No, it's not funny. In fact, there's great value to this, what we're going to do. There's tons of value to it. Yes. When you say there's no value, yes, there is value. Not to sound rude or condescending or anything, but there is value to it. There really is. So I am going to be shredding that stuff. I'm going to be shredding on a piece of paper those things that I don't want going with me into the new year. I'm going to shred it at the altar of God. We're going to bind that stuff. We're also going to take a kick the devil in the running lights offering, you know, to spite the devil offering. You know, ha ha, devil, you tried to shut me down. You tried to shut me up. You know, you tried to do this and that and this and that and this and that. You didn't win. We won. And we're going to do that as a means to spite the devil. And then at the start of the year, we're going to start the new year off right with a good New Year's offering. Which brings me to which then would lead me into what we're going to do, talk about tomorrow night, opening up the new year properly. The new year properly. Because it's not, let me tell you something, it's not good to just drift. Lots of people just drift from year to year. And then say, well, thank God when the ball falls in New York City at midnight on New Year's Eve, it's a new year. Well, when the bell rings in this place or what have you, thank God when this happens at midnight, it's a new year. Hey, let me just drift. No meaning. Now, when you go from 1 year, 2021, to a new year, 2022. A new year is a new lease on life. It's a new lease on life. Like if you do it right, it's like you have a good, clean slate. But all that stuff, if you close out the old year, all those hedges you broke this year and everything you broke, everything you know, that you did that you shouldn't have done, you know, and all that kind of stuff, all that. I'll start out the new year on good footing. In order to do that, you have to get rid of the bad, close out those old accounts, mend those relationships. I think there's another one that my pastor had mentioned before. Oh, yeah, closed out old accounts. There's another thing, too, but I forget what. But I've mentioned most of the things that you're supposed to do to close out the old year spiritually. Uh, and properly. And of course, you know, prayer. Tomorrow night, I'm going to talk about some of the ways you properly start a new year. One way, I'll give you one of the ways tonight. You know how on Thursday night we're going to write that list of the things we're leaving behind this year? Well, we're also going to make a list of the different things that we want to happen for us next year, things we want God to do for us. It also helps when you go through this year, you know, if you go through the list and see, did these things happen for me? So many of the things for me did. I put in there that I wanted to get to go to Chattanooga or Texas. I got to go to Chattanooga. It was the thing I put on my list. And but, you know, just go through that list again if you can find it, and think about, you know, then hopefully when you get done going through that list, you can say, you know, it was a pretty good year in this area, at least. Many of these things that I believe God for happened. And then you can look forward and say, well, you know, I'm believing through bigger and better things next year, you know, through God. Because it's so easy to say, you know, I want better things next year. You know, lots of people want to have optimism. It's human nature to want optimism, to be optimistic. But when God's on our side and we want to go forward, not backward, you say all I was doing right there was just talking about the closing out the old year. When you shred things, when you write down things you want to get rid of, don't put any humans on the list. Don't put me on the list, certainly, but at least don't put any humans on there. Don't put your animals on the list either. Your kids. No. Don't just do it as some nifty thing. Think about it. Think about what you're going to put on that list before you do it. And then stomp on that stuff. Curse it. In the name of Jesus. You curse that stuff and say, this that stuff is not going with me into 2022. This stuff has chased me long enough, and I'm done with it. And you use dominion. You take authority over those things. Because God gave us dominion. We're supposed to have dominion. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word. Thank you, Father, that you would help us to close out the old year properly, the way you want us to close out the old year. Not the way we think we should do it, but the way you think we should do it, you say we should do it. And Father, thank you that we'll go into next year on great footing. so that when New Year's Day comes, we're ready for what you have for us. And I thank you that you'll help us to start out the new year properly. And I thank you, Master, for that. In Jesus' name, amen. And now, folks, until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see you all tomorrow night. So long, everybody.